Right, I'm here with Emma Brin-Jones of Zero Credit UK. My name is Paul Gailey from ClearDebt, and I'm going to be talking with Emma about the Digital Presence Guide.
Absolutely.
So, hello Emma.
Hello Paul, pleased to meet you.
Okay, so tell me, Emma, a little bit about the background to Zero Credit UK.
I started Zero Credit as a way of sharing credit-free living tips with people in difficult financial circumstances, and it kind of grew. It was a big journey for me personally because I've never had anything to do with social media or online publishing, and so I was kind of like a sponge soaking up new information and trying to get the message out there. But what was really interesting and probably the most engaging part of the conversation was around what borrowers' rights are. And as I kept on being asked more and more information about how borrowers did this or how borrowers did that, it formed a seed of an idea for a business. And the business model that I went for was a cooperative, because that would give every borrower equal rights in running the business and a say in what goes on. And the point of Zero Credit is that it trades in research and development information so that borrowers own information on which decisions are made.
Mm-hmm. Right. So how does this, Digital Presence Guide, which is the which is what is available within this blog post, links to it, tell us how who that really serves, who's the primary customer of that document, and describe a little bit about the research that you did to produce that.
Well, the primary customer of the document would be any debt professional hoping to have a presence online of any kind, whether that's a website, whether that's a social media presence, you know, Twitter account, Facebook page, Google Plus page, Flickr account, YouTube account, whatever it may be. It seems odd that promoting a document that's geared towards professionals, the outcome of professionals using this document will be consumers who have a far better deal of things on time. And that's partly, you know, where we're coming from at Zero Credit, is giving professionals information about how consumers feel about things. One of the most interesting things about digital presence is the whole digital revolution, if you like, is very much about transparency and sharing and openness and creating a track record of integrity and trust networks. And it's actually quite difficult for debt professionals to communicate that, because often people come to them you know, in a bit of a panic, in a bit of a circumstance, and they may need time to build up the trust with that professional, or they may need to find signs and signals and signposts that that professional is trustworthy. And so the digital presence of a debt professional really needs to communicate calmness. It really needs to be very, very transparent, and to get that sense of track record, you know, it's about being present across a number of different platforms and arenas, you know, showing that you have professional networks where you get on well with other people who are in your profession and know what's going on in the industry, mm-hmm. or what's going on in financial markets. And not just simply, you know, so-and-so, Mrs. Jones from so-and-so out of Swansea says it was good, yeah. Because that's meaningless. You know, the consumer is probably looking for a little bit more than just a statement as, you know, I'm good because somebody says I'm good. You know, you want the background of the Times says I'm good, or the professional association.
So validation or attribution. Absolutely. Of testimony and of professionals within those companies is yeah. really important.
So if there's evidence of, you know, if you're a professional, if you're an advisor, you know, that if you can be seen in an arena like Twitter talking to a creditor, then it means that, you know, if you make a claim that you are able to negotiate with creditors effectively on behalf of debtors, that has more credence, because clearly you're talking with creditors in an arena where people can see you doing that. So it's not just, you know, oh, we managed to stop interest on 90% of debts. Mm. It's, you can see the dialogue going on between, you know, Lloyds and this debt advisor or mm-hmm. whoever it may be. And you think, oh, well, actually, you know, if they're talking to each other here, they must actually be talking to each other about other things as well.